Begin the Quran, Dav, Masech, the Shabbos, Dav, Ein, Hey, begin the Amen Alf, begin with Tez, the Masel, begin the words of the Gemara, Shekin Yuriya, Shenuffel, Badar, Nebuchulu, because you have this curtain that if a worm falls into it. Tez comes to explain, why is this the only way we could describe the halacha of the Mishnah of Kariyam and Nas Litva? Why can't you describe it in other ways? That's the Gemara is trying to find the malacha of Kareya in the Mishkan, which was like if a worm would happen to eat through the curtain, so they had to widen it a little bit, so you had to first tear it so it shouldn't get creased up, and then you could stitch it back together. So that tastes bother tame l'ri, it's a wonder to the ri. Because the Bereisha Arigam Rin in the beginning of Perek Arigadav Kofayim Abeis, the Gemara tells us, Kareyaw Nas Litfer Shtei Tfiris, Hechem Shkachas La, how do you have this halacha of tearing with the intention of stitching back two stitches, how do you have it? Mishanda, the Gemara gives a different answer, David the Kikista. It's talking about where sometimes the garment is not woven evenly. So sometimes that you have to tear it to then restitch it to make it clear. Why over here did the Gemara say that specifically when the worm made a hole, and over there talking about because how the tailor did it? By the way, the Re says, because the Mishkan hayu umnin beyaser. In the Mishkan, they were very high craftsmanship. That was not a concern that they're going to make it in pockets. Therefore, that wasn't a concern. Therefore, they had to say that it happened through a worm. Whereas Vahasim over there, loy kamishan of badarna, the Gemara does not give the case it says over here regarding the worm, because they're not going to shchech tvei. It's not so common for a worm to happen. And what's more common is that the tailor did it wrong. And therefore, in each case, it says something differently, because there it's for regular people, and here it's regarding the craftsman that made the ureas in the Mishkan. Void moreover, says Taisus, the Hasim over there, Bailash Kuchi Kariyam Nas Litfer Shtei Tfiris. What the Gemara wants to find over there is a case of when you go on to tear a garment with the intention of stitching two stitches, Vesuloi, and not more than that, because that's the minimum that it wants to find such a case that you can be doing two stitches. That's something that would happen if it was just stitched a little off originally by the tailor. But you very year should novel badarin, but the case that our Gemara is discussing over here regarding the curtain that a worm fell into it, tzarch lekar mitchlas about seifa, that you have to tear from the beginning till the end. Vish become a tris, you have to make many stitches when the worm makes a hole. You got to start from the beginning until the end. Now, but then Taisa says vavgav the hashal mishka, and therefore there they couldn't say the case over here because there they wanted to say only two stitches. So vavgav the hashal mishka has been mishkan, but now then our Gemara is trying to discover in the Mishkan you're not going to have a case of anas litvar shtei tris v'sulai that you can only have that this two stitches, not more, which we're saying that that is the qualification of the malacha. But what do you mean? But it has to be based in the Mishkan. In Mishkan you never had a kareya anas litvar of just two tviras because it was only with the worm, and the worm you tell me has to do more than two tviras. Says Taisus, but still Svaru, it's still logical to say the b'shtei tviras have a davar chashuv that two stitches considered something significant. And although that exactly was not in the Mishkan, but once we're learning out that it has to be kareya anas litvar, the logic would tell us that it's enough if it's anas litvar shtei tviras and not more than that. So Taisus told us that even though we find the Gemara gives a different explanation later on, kareya anas litvar, where the pocket was made a little off when it was originally stitched, you have to tear it and restitch it. Our Gemara doesn't say that because we presume in the Mishkan that there were craftsmen, that didn't happen, and therefore has to be through a worm. Additionally, over there they didn't bring the case of the worm, because there they wanted to find the case that it was specifically only two stitches, but by a worm you're going to have to do many more stitches. Alright, so then Taisa says, how do you find the Mishkan that it was by two stitches? That's once we're learning out this halacha, then we're going to know from Svara that two stitches would be significant enough to be chayiv on Kareya Amnaslit. Next Taisa the Masla begins the words of the Gemara, Amgusha. So just to explain, where do we find this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Now, as the Gemara was bringing Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what is the Amgusha? One says it's a sorcerer, one says it's a heretic. And what bothers Taisus is that where do we exactly find that they're disputing? Where is Amgusha mentioned? So Pirsh Baruch, the Aruch, explains that Pliki Bahadam Rav Papa Ba'il Megalchen is referring to a certain teaching Rav Papa said in Ma'id Kodna Pizchasim Adaf that says, Pari Amgusha, who Amgusha he. Pari, the king of Egypt, was an Amgushi. The Silik says, the Pasuk, in the Yetzer Maimah, behold, he went out to the water. Now, Chadama one says, Lasik Keshav Mayetzer. That what does it mean he went out to the water? To do some type of sorcery. Chadama Gedufa one says that it was a heresy. Shoyo Isa Atzma Abedizah, he made himself like into a deity, to an idol. Shoyo Ima Liya Rivaniya Sasen, he says, it's my river and I made it. Now, says Taisha, Ba'inir Lari. No, this interpretation does not seem correct to the read. The Pligi Rav Shmuel B'maydam Rav Papa. That Rav Shmuel is disagreeing with what Amor later on says, that can't be what they're disagreeing about. Rather, it's referring to wherever else it says Amgusha in the Mishnah of Braisa. That's the Machlekes, is it a Min or is it a Machashif, and not on the statement of Rav Papa. The next place the Masla begins, where is the Gemara? Hatzad Chilazin. If someone traps captures the Chilazin fish. So he's going to explain why doesn't the Tana open up immediately just with the halacha paitzeya of squeezing out the blood, which was really what the dispute of the Tanoim was about. That is the Gemara brought a machlekes regarding the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Someone captures the chilaz and they squeeze out the blood. According to Tanakama, is mechayev only one chatas because of tzeda? But this is squeeze out the blood. It's not chayev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chayev two: one for the tzeda, one on the betziah, because he chayev also as dash because he's squeezing out the blood from the body of the chilaz. What bothers Tosis is why is the Tan open up by explaining hatsat chilaz and which is different mask on this Tosis? But that's not even what they're disagreeing about. Everyone agrees you're going to be chayev. It should have said hapaytzei chilaz, and that's the machlekes. So Tais says laman the mukil lo b'shapat sechay, where this is the Gemara brings shortly a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, regarding if they would squeeze out the blood, which according to Rabbi they would squeeze it out when it was alive. So asi shaper had the nakar tzad chilaz. So it makes sense this that we picked exactly that is talking about where he captures the chilazin, because the derech lepaytzei miyarach etzedem. Since they do when it's alive, the norm is that they would squeeze it out right after it was captured to cause mashuchai as long as it's alive. So when we're introducing the case of Betei, we're saying he captures it and then he squeezes it out. For Kamash Malan, that's the chizur coming to say the avat picha betzoichai, that even though he's squeezing out when it's alive, which is right after it was captured, leimachai mishum netilas neshama, he's not liable for taking the neshama, as the Gemara explains the reason for that. Now, but then says Taisus, but filaman the muki lo kisha patzameis, even according to one who says that they would squeeze out the blood when it was dead. So again, so why is it mentioned anything about the tzeda part? Kamash Malan says, yeah, there's an added chiddush over here. The loy mechay betzeda shalay mishum netilas neshama is coming to say that by the capturing of the fish, that he's not liable for taking away the neshama, for making it die. Because when you take a fish out of water, it dies. So what do you mean? The tzeda itself should be a liability of yitzis neshama. That's the chiddush we're saying, that no, that you're not going to be chayv, you're only going to be chayv for tzeda, not for netilas neshama. Because Tais explains, although the Gemara later on the Zayman base tells us, if someone takes out the fish from the sea, once it gets dry to a certain extent, then it's like he took away its neshama. Over here, that's the chiddush. Maybe the chalazin fish thrashes around on its own and it causes its own death. So it comes that the one who captured it did not kill it, and that's the chiddush that's saying there's not chayv for netilas neshama. One thing the Tais is bothered by B'tzarchi, and the one has to analyze, because the Bishalmi Mashmi, the Bishalmi, it sounds like the Tzad Chilazin Loi Mechayiv Mitzvah Tzeda. That the one who captures the Chilazin is not liable for capturing, where it says that you can Mechayiv two, it says because of the one that it says that it's only going to be one, it says because of Netilas Neshama, and it says not because of Tzeda, which is not like our Gemara, that said the Tzad Chilazin is because of that of the Chiyav, it sounds like it's going to be because of that of Tzeda. So Tosfos said that according to Rava, that he explains that the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Tanna Kamma is when you squeeze out the blood when it's alive. So we understand why we open up with the capturing of the chilazin, because that's the norm, right after it gets captured. So it's like the introductory of the case. Then they squeeze out the blood, and that's the chiddush, that even though you squeeze it when it's alive, you're not chayav in the chilas neshama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says tomorrow when they squeeze it when it's dead, you could also say that still we open up with tzeda to tell you that you're not going to be chayav for the tzeda because in the chilas neshama. Because although when you take it out, it dies, but you could say that the chalazin makes its own death when the thresh is about, and therefore one is not going to be liable. What bothers Taisus in your Sham, it sounds like that the tzad chalazin is not chayiv because of Seder. Then next, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, but the chayiv nam mishum netilas neshama should be liable also for taking away its life. Shais comes to explain that even according to Behuda, that holds that mekalkal b'chabur is potter, that when one inflicts a wound, that although it's destructive, that he holds that you're going to be putter, but the Taisa says that the question is that why is it not chayiv also because of netilas neshama? That is, the Gemara had the question that why, according to Rabbanan, when you squeeze out the blood, you're only chayiv because of the tzeda part, because although you're right, there's no dash, because it's only geduli karka, but why are you not chayiv for netilas neshama? That's the Gemara's question, that's the Taisa the Masa is going on. Now, what bothers Taisus is that there's also the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds mekalkal b'chabur is pater, that when one's inflicting a wound, which is destructive, one's going to be pater. So according to his opinion, what do you mean? What's the Gemara's question? One should be pater on the peitzei of the chilazin, because it's mekalkal, because there's no tail, there's no gain in this that he's squeezing out the blood of the chilazin. So what's the Gemara's question that one should be chayiv? And that says Taisus, no, but fill Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dama that he says mekalkal b'chabur pater, destructive through a wound, is it going to be exempt? Parak Shab, but still the Gemara is asking, good, that one should be chayv in the Tos Neshama. Why? Because the Hechdik and Tikkun Tzas chayv, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when there is somewhat of a rectification in the chabura, that it's not total kilkel, the one would be chayiv. Can I mean the pesach and seif el dvarim? Like the Gemara says in pesach nafay and gimel with af, which is talking about over there. Someone slaughters a carbon pesach on erev pesach. That's on the Shabbos, but he's doing it for those who are not going to eat it. For an elderly person, someone who's sick, whatever, someone that cannot eat a kezias. Where we say the carbon is pasul, but still, the one who's slaughtering it is mechayiv, even according to the one who holds makalka b'chaburis pater. Why? Because something was gained. Because at least now it has a qualification as a pasul carbon, but if it's Allah layeved, if it goes up in the zeh, you don't take it down. So since it's somewhat of a tikkun, it's not considered makalkal, and therefore one is considered that he is mechayiv. It was somewhat of a tikkun. So therefore, it says, so here also, b'masha and misa, yesh tikkun k'tzas, this city kills the chalas, and there is somewhat of a fixing going on over here. Why? Because now the fish, the chalazin, is not thrashing here and about. It's easier to take the blood out of it. So therefore, that's what the Gemara's question is. Even according to Behuda, it is somewhat of a tikkun, and therefore one should be chayfin until it's neshama. Like makalka b'chabura, but it's somewhat of a tikkun. That's the taste. So the Maida Masik, and this the Gemara concludes, that the reason why you're not chayfin is because to come into Isbe neshama, as long as its soul is inside, tfein nichele, it's better to have him squeezing out the blood of the chalazin like that, because it's going to be a clearer color. So asa shabbat, now it makes sense also, it's answering for Rabbi Yehuda too, the ashtar, like in tikkun klal. Now he gains nothing when it dies, because to the contrary, he wants it not to die. So that answers the question, according to what we're saying, that it was on Rabbi Yehuda too. Now, whoever says, Tais the Shmaitin, the sugi over here, that the Rabbanan exempt the Peitzeya, as we just concluded, because in the Tilis Neshama is not a problem, says Taisis, Asya fil Reb Shimon. That's even according to Reb Shimon, the Mechayiv Mekalkal B'chabur, that he holds, meaning we were asking on the question according to Behuda, now we're going according to the answer according to Reb Shimon, that he holds actually Mekalkal B'chabur, you're going to be Chayiv, but Mishani, if in effect that the Gemara answers, that the reason why you're going to be Patur is Misasiku Eitzel Netilis Neshama, is because that was not your intention at all. And at Shabbos, you only chayiv from Melechus Machshavas, and when you're not engaged in taking away the neshama, it just happens by itself. It's not considered Melechus Machshavas. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, because it's Mekalkal. According to Yehuda, it would be sufficient to just say it's Mekalkal. The fact that the Gemara has to say it's Misasig, obviously, because it wants to say, even according to Shimon, the holds Mekalkal, but Chavur is chayiv, still you can be potter because it's Misasig regarding the Netilas of the neshama. So, Tais explain. That even according to Yehuda, that holds Mekalkal b'chabur as potter, still the Gemara was asking you should be chayiv from the tilis neshama. Because ultimately there's somewhat of a tikkun that it dies because it shouldn't bother it when he's trying to take out the blood when it's thrashing all about. Then the Gemara concludes and says, no, as long as it's alive, he prefers that better. That's according to Yehuda too, to say that there's no tikkun at all. Additionally, says Taisus, the Gemara's answer of saying why you're part of Netzel Zeshama is also, could be according to Reb Shimon, although it's, he holds Mekalkal B'chabur, which is what this case is, Chayiv, here it's considered Misasik for Netzel Zeshama, and then we're going to be part of. Now, the similar theme what we just said, Taisus continues next to Reb Maschel, which was the Gemara said, Misasiku Itzel Netzel Zeshama, it's considered Misasik regarding the taking of the Neshama, of the Chilaz. Now, Taisus explained, what exactly do we mean over here by the exemption of Misasik? The Gemara says, yes, you're not chayiv in the Tilis Neshama, because it's Misasik regarding the Tilis Neshama. So Tais explains, hi Misasik, lav dafka, it's not precise. In other words, it's not the classic halacha Misasik we say throughout the Sefer Shabbos, which was that you intended to do one thing and you did something totally different absentmindedly, because then it's not like a Melechus Machshavas. No, that's not precise. The Misasik b'chabur, because actually, in the b'chabur, like we're talking about, a wound, which taken in the Neshama, killing, which all similar category, when you're Misasik, Chayiv, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon actually holds that one is liable. The Amos said, Perik Savik Achal. Like the Gemara says, increases the Abiyat Testament base. The Gemara there is talking about regarding something that's Masasik on Shabbos. We say it's Pater. Because he's not intending to do this Malach. It's not a Malach Mashavas. That the Gemara asks from the Halacha of when there's two children to do a Bris Milah. One's supposed to be on Shabbos, one's supposed to be on Sunday. And by mistake, they did the one that's supposed to be on Sunday on Shabbos. Shabbos is going to be Chayiv Achatz. Reb Shimon says it's going to be Pater. And that, the Gemara says, where do we find Reb Shimon saying in the Patur? Only because you engage in a mitzvah purpose, you were trying to do a bris milah, although it was the wrong one. But it's, in general, if he's just misasik, we intend to do one thing, does something else, he'd be chayiv. So you see that misasik is chayiv. And that, the Gemara rejects and says, no, specifically by milah, you need to have the reason of misasik in the Devar Mitzvah to exempt it. But if not, you'd be chayiv. Why? Because Hanak Latinaikis, leave alone the halacha of milah on children, hayul mekalkul bechabur chayiv, there's something unique about milah anyway, because. And the fact that the Pasuk had to permit doing Mila on Shabbos, even though it's a wound, obviously that Mekalkal B'chabur is going to be Chayiv, so therefore Misasik Nami Chayiv. So therefore, Misasik over there would also be Chayiv. But in general, Masasik would be Patur. But obviously, with that, the Gemara's intent over here is not to exempt the Chalazim because of Patur Masasik, because we see that by Chabur, by Netilas Neshama, Masasik would be Chayiv. So says Taisus, the timer, and the reason why we would compare Masasik to Mekalka b'chabura is because the reason why one is potter by Mekalka is because we learn the Kediyov ba'irik. The Gemara later on, the Kavam Menav says, with the Itzuk le'mishri milov, and the fact that we had to permit circumcision on Shabbos, Mechal the inferences, the Mekalka b'chabura chayv, that generally, that although it's a destructive act by a wound, one's going to be chayv, and we have to tell them, b'smiris milov is going to be mutter. And that is v'leichashin l'malachas machshavas, and that we're not concerned for the fact of malachas machshavas. The mekalkel de'alma, that generally when someone does a destructive act, lo mifter ela mishum malachas machshavas. The reason why he's exempt is only because he's lacking malachas machshavas. Because Amma said perakam at the chagiga, like the Gemara says in chagiga, that yirim a base. That on Shabbos the Torah says it's forbidden to do malachas machshavas. So since we see that even mekalkel is not a malachas machshavas, and still the Torah says you're going to be chayev for mekalkel b'chabura. So if so, also the exemption of Masasik, that the reason of the exemption is because not Malachas Mach Shabbos, if you Masasik by Chabur, you would be Chayiv. So therefore, Taisus rejects that this can't be the classic Masasik, because then actually, Masasik by Chabur, you would be Chayiv. So therefore, Taisus explains, Masasik the Halacha, what do we mean over here by Masasik? It's not specifically regarding that of Shabbos. Hainu Dabba She'ein Meskavim. That means to say, really, something that was unintended to do, which when he's squeezing out the Chalos, and he doesn't intend to take out his Neshama, even the Meskav and Klal Malacha, he's not intending to do this Malacha at all. So Mutra Fila B'Chabur. So it's permitted even when in the category of making a wound. Ava by Malacha Mashabas. Although we just said before that by Chabur you don't need to have a calculated action. Still, this ain't Meskav would be Pater. Why? Because Kamoi Kali Sum Shabbatar. This is the general halacha in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. We're going to all prohibitions. There's no Malacha Mashabas over there. And Bishara in Miskaven, and still we say when you're not intended, it's going to be potter, as actually mutter, as Taisus proves, because I'm a meichri ksus, like we find by those who sell garments that have klayim in them. We say meichri gedark, and they could sell in the normal way, although he's wearing klayim. As the Mishnah says in Masechet Klam, as long as you're not intending. So we see that this is a general halacha, not, and all these terms don't have melechas and malshebes, it's in general, if you're not intending, that one's going to be, it's going to be permitted to do. The Gemara says over there that it's permitted to have bio cohabitation with a besula for the first time on Shabbos, even though blood's going to come out. And we don't say it's a problem about making a chaval on Shabbos, because the Gemara explains over there, if you're going to say dam chabur mechaber, that it comes out that he's taking out the blood, so he's doing mefarik of the blood from where it's attached. That's the word chibur, it's attached. Still, says the Gemara, you have to know, is la dam utar? Does he need the blood? And if you're chayv, because that's what mefarik is, or maybe just it's for his own pleasure, the act of bia, and he's not intending to take out the blood. And the imtim tzlem el nos as mitzach. And if you're going to say he's doing it for his own pleasure, so therefore it should be permitted. Oh, maybe halachah Rabbi Yehuda, who holds your chayv, even though you're not intending, by davashin miskaven. Oh, halachah Rabbi Shimon, was halachah like Rabbi Shimon, pirish, but davashin miskaven, by something that's not intended to do. Do we say you're chayv or pater? And the imtim tzlem el halachah Rabbi Yehuda by davashin miskaven. If you're going to say that halachah like Rabbi Yehuda by something that's not intended to be done, and therefore one is going to be chayv, but mekalkel halachah kaman. But then the Gemara says, and what are you going to say regarding mekalkel? Do we say like the mandam mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv or potter? So it's Tosfos Mashmas that sounds like over there. Di alocha grib shimon b'davashim miskaven. If the alocha is like grib shimon by something that's not intended and that's mutter, so like lisafuke b'mekalkel. So then you can't be any more doubt regarding that of mekalkel, which is the afila mekalkel b'chabur chayiv. Even if you hold the mekalkel b'chabur is going to be chayiv, kimin the miskaven. We see that once you're not intending, so then it's going to be mutter. It's going to be permitted. So you see, obviously that even according to the one who holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv, according to Reb Shimon, still if it's in the general category in miskaven, one's going to be potter. So Tosfos has proved that the halacha masasi we're talking about here is not like the masasi that you have by all malachas of Shabbos, that the exemption is because, let's say, it's not malachas machshavas. Because if that would be the case, like Tosfos proved, according to Reb Shimon, that holds mekalkel b'chabur is chayiv, so obviously it's because he holds b'chabur, you don't have the exemption of malachas machshavas. So if that's the case regarding chabur, also masasi should be chayiv. And how are we saying Masasik can be potter? Obviously, the Masasik over here means the general Ein Meskav, in other words, that he did not intend to take the Neshama, and if he's not Chayiv, and the exemption over here, Ein Meskav, is not specific regarding Shabbos, and it's not regarding Malachim Shabbos, and therefore, even by Chabura, one would say to be potter.
We continue the next text, the Masasik begins, where's the Gemara? Tfei Nichalei,
Kehecha deleitzel tzivif. To the contrary, he prefers more that it should not be dead, so that the color should be more clear. Tosfos proves that Reb Shimon exempts b'melacha shein tzuch legufo even the situation where it's psik reishit. That is, the Gemara said that even Reb Shimon agrees by psik reishit that is gemichayiv, even though it's ain miskaven, but by the blood of the chalazin, since he actually wants to protect that it should not die, where then it's going to actually have a better color to die than when the color than when it's alive than when it's dead. So here, even though it's psik reishit, Reb Shimon holds you can be pot. So Tosfos explains pirish. In other words, Avagav Dava Psik Reishe, even though it's Psik Reishe, the Maid Reb Shimon, the Reb Shimon generally gives you Michayev, the Gemara is saying, Hacha Mifti is going to hold up, he's going to be Pater, why? Shem Dava Malacha Chein Tzuch Lagufa. This is the explanation of Tosfos giving. It's because it's here, he doesn't want that the Chalazin should die. So the taking of the Neshama is in a Tzuch Lagufa. It's not, you don't want it for it itself, for the death of the animal. Where Reb Shimon holds Malacha Chein Tzuch Lagufa, and generally you're going to be Pater. Where, if you don't need the actual result of the malach, you don't want the result of it dying. So, therefore, also over here, where although, yeah, he's doing the Ntilas Neshama, but since he doesn't need that outcome, so that's like malach ha-chein tzich legufo, where together with this fact, he's going to be patron, even though it's ipsik reishit. As Tosfos explains, dafilu b'makalkal patron Reb Shimon. Where even by makalkal, Reb Shimon holds you're going to be exempt, b'malach ha-chein tzich legufo, when it's not an intended outcome, that even though we hold by chabur, which is stringent, that even makalka ba'ad malach is a pata ba'ay chabur gemichayiv, but regarding the fact that it's malach chen zich legufa, then we hold he's gonna, that the Reb Shimon holds gemi pata kadam perka nechnakan, like he said in Sanhedrin of Peidanam on base, where Rab didn't permit his son to take out a thorn from him because he was concerned he might prick him and make blood come out, he's gemichayiv because of maka other. That the Gemara says, wait a second, how's permitted to take a needle and take out a thorn, and we're not concerned that blood's going to come out gemichayiv skila. So the Gemara says, because man shamalei dama mekalka b'chayiv, who's the one that holds when you're making a chabur, a wound, which is destructive, like yimichayiv, that's Reb Shimon. Ha'am ha'malacha chen zuch leguva patra, he holds, but since it's not necessary for that outcome, therefore you're going to be patra. Therefore, that's why it's not a problem on Shabbos. So you see explicitly that even by mekalka b'chaburah, he holds if it's en zuch leguva, you're going to be patra. Now, b'chimoid Reb Shimon segreishe, and when does Reb Shimon, however, agree that if it's inevitable that you are going to be chayiv, hanimila b'midah denichli misrami, that's something that he's okay with it if it does occur. The habit tzrich legufa, and it's for the desired outcome. B'midah d'le'ich b'slei, but something that he doesn't bother him, then Reb Shimon does not agree, like in this case, where he doesn't want it to die, Reb Shimon does not agree, even though it's segreishe, since the malach tzrich legufa, he holds you're going to be pot. But Tosfos brings Virashi Pirish. Rashi explains the Hodamai Reb Shimon Psik Reisha. This is Reb Shimon agrees by Psik Reisha. The one's liable. Hainu that is b'maydu leichbas le'im misrami. It doesn't bother him if it does happen. And that's the Tosfos of Alessa. It's not the case. Because the Mazarat Zeradin regarding someone who takes out reeds that are sawed from the ground, Ba'ar de Chavri, from his friend's land, where he has no purpose of beautifying his friend's land, he's just getting the reeds. Patr Reb Shimon Beperga Blain. Reb Shimon in later on Kuf Gimel and Alf says that the person is going to be exempt. Because he's not intending to make his friend's ground better. So it's going to be exempt. And we don't say that Psik Reishe and Reb Shimon holds you're going to be Chayiv, because he has no purpose for it. And says Tosfos, V'hasam le'ich b'slei misrami. There he doesn't care if it happens. In other words, that he doesn't want that it should not make his friend's land better. It's just he doesn't care if it does. And still Reb Shimon's going to be Potter. Obviously, that the reason by Chalazin is not because he wants that it should not die. Like rather says like we explain that where it's a malacha shen tzich legufa, then it's not going to be chayiv even if it is psik reishe. Not like Rashi who says that it has to be that he doesn't want it to happen. And that's the taste of a tema, but it's a wonder because the b'sayv perikam of the chagiga mashma on the yirma beis. It sounds like the other part Reb Shimon malacha shen tzich legufa. Why does Reb Shimon hold that you exempt by when it's not the desired outcome of the malacha? Hayinim shem debay malachas machshavas, because it requires a malachas machshavas. Now, so makalka b'chabura is chayiv, even though it's not a malachas machshavas. So v'imkain, if that's the case, says Tosfos, the Gemara over there is talking about by the halachas of Shabbos, where it's saying that it's not explicitly written in the Torah. The Gemara says, oh, it is explicitly written. So now the Gemara says, it means like regarding Reb Shimon's halacha when you dig a pit, where, oh, malachas chenzich l'gufa, that's not written explicitly in the Torah, because that's really based on malachas machshavas.
So you see, but it's based on Malachas Malshabbos. So it says from Kinn, if that's the case, Bechabur de Leboy Malachas Malshabbos. So as we pointed out before, Bechabur, you don't need Malachas Malshabbos. Like I said, because Makalka Bechabur is Chayiv. So then Lechayiv Malachas Shenzuk Legufa. Then what are you basing this whole taste based on? Because Malachas Shenzuk Legufa, what do you mean? He should be Chayiv on Bechabur. Also, just like Makalka, so too on Malachas Shenzuk Legufa. So Taisa explained that even by the squeezing of the chalazin, it's psik reishi regarding killing it, still Rabbi Shimon knows it's going to be potter because the malacha shein zuch legufa. And Taisa proves that malacha shein zuch legufa, you're potter even though it's psik reishi. But the fact that we say that by chabura, even though makalkal is chayiv, but malacha shein zuch legufa is potter. But that's the machlekes Rashi and Taisa in which situation does Rabbi Shimon agree psik reishi is going to be chayiv. According to Rashi, even if he just, if it just doesn't bother him, he's going to be chayiv. It's only where he doesn't want it, then he's going to be potter. But Tosfos disagrees, and he proves in the Gemara that even if it just doesn't bother him, he's going to be potter. And Tosfos holds that it's only if he wants to desire, he's going to be chayiv, because if not, then he'd be potter, like he said, because of Malacha Shein Zuch Legufa. This is what Tosfos asks from the Gemara Chagiga, where we see that the Betur Malacha Shein Zuch Legufa is because it has to be Malachas Mashavas. So if so, then Bechabur, where you don't need Malachas Mashavas, one actually should be chayiv on Malacha Shein Zuch Legufa. The master begins the words of the Gemara, Kihecha de Leitzel Tzivi, so that the blood should be clear. Taisa comes to explain that why is one not chayiv on taking out the blood because of Netilas Neshama. The Gemara says that the reason why he's not chayiv in Netilas Neshama is even though it's Psik Reishi, because he doesn't want the chalazin to die, because it actually would make the coloring better when it's alive than dead. But what bothers Taisa is, Kash L'Rid bothers to the Rid to become Mokum, it's still Al Netilas Adam L'Chayiv Meshom Netilas Neshama. Forget about killing it, but taking out the blood should make it liable for taking the Neshama. Because after sure he wants the blood to take the dam of the chalazin. That's how he colors the chalazin, and he wants that blood. And Tosfos proves, he says, because the near kolashin achar shapirish bekuntrish bereshmoy nishratzim. Seems like the other interpretation Rashi brings, later on, Kavazayin Medalf, the chayv ben chayiv, the eight types of shratzim that one's chayiv when he makes a wound. Why? Mishum davet telod de sheikhin, because the derivative of slaughtering, and that is mechayv mishum tilas neshama, is chayiv for taking away the neshama. Because when the tilas sadam, hayin and tilas neshama, taking out the blood, when you slaughter it, when you make the chaval, when you make the wound, is taking away the neshama. Which, like it says in the pasuk, the blood is the soul. That's why by those eight shratzim, those eight vermin that have hide, chayv ben nitzra adam, you're liable when the blood piles up, even though it didn't come out of the animal yet, since it's gathering together, seif alatz is ultimately going to come out. El sha'ato er ma'akv, just that now the skin is holding it back. Whereas Bashar Shrotzim Shainlam are other Shrotzim that don't have that skin, in a Chayvat Shetzim and Madam, then you're not Chayv until it comes out, the blood, because of the Nitzar Adam Aliyatsa, which just gathers up and doesn't come out. Loy Mechayv, not liable, the Kimish Liyatsa, since it didn't come out, Seif Alachzer, to end up going back, the Imhoyi Seif Alachzer, because if it ultimately would be coming out of the animal, Hoy Yetzim would be coming right away, Shainar Makri, because it does not have the skin holding it back. But one thing is, what's difficult is, so why not Chayv, because until the Shama, when you take out the blood? So Mahesh Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam responded to the Ri, the dam chilazin haro l'tzviya, the blood of the chilazin, that part, that type of blood, the part, there's different parts of blood of the animal, the part that's fit for dyeing, for coloring, mifkat pocket, that blood specifically is just deposited, it's not absorbed in the animal. V'loy mechayv aloy se adam, b'shem tilas neshama, therefore that blood you cannot be liable for tilas neshama, because that's not the blood of the life blood. And even though other blood's coming out when he squeezes it, is not liable on that blood, because that blood that is the life blood that he doesn't want, he wants it to stay alive and that it shouldn't die, so that the blood should be clear. Because Taisa says, what he says, what you should not explain is the netilas neshama, that when you take away the neshama, that to say as if the liability is not because of the blood's coming out, rather, because you're weakening the thing that you make the wound in it, and based on that, that would actually answer the Ri's question that you, no, he not going to be because of the netilas neshama, because you don't need to weaken the chilazin, and it would be melacha shein tzrich legufa. So it says, no, don't say that, because we find the gabi dam besulim, the hymenal blood. Shigmar Ksubis, Tafhema Bey speaks about regarding, as we mentioned in the previous Taisa, you're allowed to do Bia with a Pesul the first time on Shabbos. Do you need the blood, Yechai, because of Netilas Neshama, or you're doing it for your own benefit, your own pleasure, and therefore it's Davashin Meskavin? But that's just Taisa's, what do you mean? Even if you're going to say he needs the blood, but Matzarch Lechalisha Seisha, what does he need to weaken the woman for? If you're saying that the liability of taking out the dam is because, like Netilas Neshama, because it's weakening the person, but here he has no need to weaken the woman, And so too, Begabi Mila, we find the same thing by circumcision, the Gemara later on, Kavav Madav. So Gemara learns out from this that the Torah permitted Mila on Shabbos, that obviously, but in general, Makalka B'chabur would be Chayip. Obviously, because Mila is liable because Netilas Neshama, like making Chabur. But if you say Netilas Neshama is the weakening of the person, of the child, Matzorch Lechalisha Zatinik, what would be the need to weaken the child? And therefore, that it would be a Malacha Shinzik Legufa, and you wouldn't be Chayip according to B'shima, why did the Torah have to say to permit Mila on Shabbos? Ella, until Sandam, current until Nisham, rather says Tais is not the weakening. It's the taking of the blood that's considered until Nisham. Like we explained. And therefore, that's why you had to permit Mila, and that's the discussion over there by the Basulim on Chab. So Tais had the question of the Re, that why are you not chayef for the taking of the blood because of Nisham Neshama, as Tais proves that that's the until Neshama, and he needs that, he needs the blood. So Rabbein Tam answers that the blood that's fit for Tzviya, that one that he needs, that's not deposited in the chalas, and that's not in Tehillas Neshama. And the other blood that isn't Tehillas Neshama, that he doesn't want. And Tais proved that the chid in Tehillas Neshama is not because of weakening of the creature, rather, like he said, because of taking out of the blood. Kinnik says, the Masechta begins, words of the Gemara, Sheichet Meshamay Mechayev. Slaughtering, what's the liability of slaughtering? So Tais can explain, the Machlekes Rav Shmuel is not on the Sheichet of our Mishnah. That we had a machlekes in the Gemara, what's the liability of Sheikhid? Rav said because of Tzeveya, and Shmuel said because of Tilas Neshama. So Tais explains, Lava Sheikhid Masnidka. It's not going on the one Lama Tesim Lachas of slaughtering in our Mishnah. That who Pshito delay Avel Mishnah to Tilas Neshama? That's obvious, that's only because of the taking away the Neshama. Because the Tzeveya Tznan Behedim Masnidin. Dying was one of the other Lama Tesim Lachas we said in the Mishnah, which we said Yechai for Lama Tes Chatoyes. And obviously it cannot be that Sheikhid is because of Tzeveya. Allah Sheikhid de Amaka is just going in general regarding the slaughtering in general. When anyone slaughters, what would that slaughter be Chayiv? That is regarding that you could be Netilas Neshama or even as Tzeveya, but in the Mishnah it was obviously because Netilas Neshama. So Tais has proved that the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel by Sheikhid that what you chayev for is not on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was for sure Netilas Neshama, and because Tzeveya is its own melacha, rather it was regarding a regular Sheikhid, what would he be liable for when he's actually doing an act of slaughter?